Welcome to Red News Podcast number 45. We're just currently sat out in the tepid sunshine of Barcelona, which has disappeared behind the buildings. It was lovely before. We've had a fucking nightmare with the public transport system. Dreadful. Barney's moaned in the last couple of episodes about Manchester Metrolink, but I tell you what, fucking hell. That new Renfe they built here for Spain has been absolutely dreadful. We flew into Girona late last night, got the train into Barcelona this morning, and it's been fucking awful, I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm joined by many a United fan in Barcelona. It's myself, Nick, one of the Red News sellers, and I'm joined by Nathan as well. Nathan, are you confident tonight for the result?
I'm slightly more confident about the result than I am for actually getting a ticket. So, take that as you will.
So basically, we're not getting a ticket then, are we, really?
To be fair, we got cheap flights. I was happy to come just for all of this. Like, we're literally sat outside a bar. There's loads of people that we know. It's cheap beer, and it's really fun. You know what I mean? So, but in terms of the game, who knows? If we set out and try and go for it from the start, then why not? I think last week we were too cautious. Obviously, that can be seen with the numbers that we had, like, no shots on target. But just go for it. Just go for it. And what's the worst? The worst that can happen is we're doing it again. The worst that could happen is, obviously, we get humiliated, but I don't think that'd happen. I generally don't think that'll happen, and we need to just early on attack them. Like, last week, Martial came on and actually ran at the defence and made a difference. So just do that from the start. Who knows?
What's the key to beating Barcelona then this evening? Apart from stopping Messi, what else is the key? Because I tell you what, Phil Jones isn't the key to stopping Messi.
Yeah, well, Phil Jones won't be playing, so...
Fucking hope not.
I just said it, but get an early goal and literally anything could happen, couldn't it?
You saw that in Paris, though, didn't we?
Exactly, early Lukaku goal. Like, and obviously we had a lot of luck that night, but it all came from having an early start and going for it. And that's what we need to do tonight.
How's your experience been in Barcelona so far? You've not been here before. What's your first impressions of the city?
It's really nice. I would like to come back again because obviously tomorrow I want to go and do all the sights, but you're not going to want to do it because...
Fucking boring. Dreadful.
So, but yeah, it's really nice. Like the Ramblers is...
The Rambles.
Rambles.
Like the Wombles.
The Rambles is just behind us, but we're a bit off that, so we're in a little back square at the moment. It's quite nice, actually.
You think, yeah?
I like it.
Score prediction for the evening? I know it's a shit thing to ask somebody, but...
It's going to go 2-1, and it'll go to extra time, and I don't know what's going on.
All right. Okay.
Wait, we won't go to extra time.
Alright,
so 2-1, then we'll win.
Fair enough. That sounds like sheer confidence. I'm going to nip over to some other Reds and see how we're getting on. Yeah. Guys, how do you think Man United are going to get on this evening? We're on the Red News Podcast. Mark?
I'd like to think we're going to win, but if I'm honest, I think we're probably going to be a bit of a struggle. But you never know.
Fucking hell, we'll cut him off. Mike?
I think we'll win. I think it'll be a win on the night with a Chris Smalling goal.
Fucking, I'll get your money on that. You'll be a fucking millionaire in the morning. Anybody else?
I think we're going to struggle. I think it's going to be a draw tonight. But
We'll take a draw.
We'll go out fighting.
Anything else to add to that?
No, I'm just hoping for exactly the same as that. We'll be struggling, but we'll be happy days if we get through.
Jesus Christ, there's a lot of pessimistic Reds in here tonight. And imagine this is what it was like in Paris.
Apart from Mike.
Well, yeah, you're right.
In Paris, we said we'd never win, but we did, so you never know what happened. But can we redo this after the game and then see what happens?
Well, fucking course we could redo it after the game. No, you could apologise to everybody.
Okay, well, I'll be happy with that. But we're probably going to lose.
Fair enough. We've currently got old Paul at the moment. If you know old Paul, you know he's a flirt. And he's currently in the middle of...
He's in an embrace.
He's in the middle of... A lot of women here so far.
We are bonito. Senorita. Senorita or senora?
Senorita. That's not a Spanish guy, senorita. Just in case you're wondering. Senorita. Paul, Red News Podcast, how do you think Man United going to get on tonight for Barney?
I'm not really interested, really.
Of course. Well, of course he's not. He's got women everywhere. He's really not that bothered. The sun is out, the bass are flowing, and let's be honest, there's women everywhere. So we kind of hope Man United obviously going to get on tonight. I don't think any realistic Man United fans completely expecting that we're going to get on and we're really going to compete today. But we've got a couple more. We've got Coggy and we've got Danny. Danny, how do you think Man United are going to get on tonight, Red News Podcast?
I don't know. A bit worried about it. I'm a bit worried about John's first podcast on Saturday with more Mourinho than Mourinho statement. So I hope we don't play like that. And I hope we play... I'd rather get beat 3-0 and go for it than play in a Mourinho fashion or play like we done on Saturday. So you never know. Let's get the early goal. Makes no difference that they're... I know it sounds daft that they're 1-0 up, because if it had been 0-0, we would still need a goal anyway, and we still need a goal. So let's just forget about that goal and let's go for it.
And what's the key to beating Barcelona then?
The key to beating Barcelona is we need to move like they do, because last week, whenever Piqué got the ball, everyone moved two spaces, and from where I was sat in K-stand, for all you new lads, that's East Stand Upper. They took two paces and PK had seven options to pass to, and United didn't have them options. They didn't move. You know, they made it look easy. They really did. And people are saying that's not the Barcelona of old. Well, you know, I think we could... I don't. We don't. But I could think we could see a different Barcelona tonight. So let's get an early goal and let's put the wind up them.
They didn't really look like they got out of first gear last week. What's your thoughts? How do you think we're going to beat them tonight then, Coggy?
Pace. I think what we need to do is put pressure on their defence. We didn't do it last week. I think the defence is vulnerable. You're right. Once I got the goal last week, I think they strolled it. So we just need to put a bit of pressure on the defence. A few shots at the keeper, because I think he's a weakness.
Nothing on target.
So, but I don't think he's particularly good. We've just got to have a crack at it. And I agree with Danny. I'd rather lose 3-0 tonight and have a go than draw 0-0 and go out. Just have a crack.
Well, I also agree, Coggy. Get the pace on, get Martial on, get Lingard on, get people that can run at them, because the defence, certainly down the channels, isn't, you know, take Piqué out of it and I think they're vulnerable.
Last team to beat Barcelona in the Nou Camp was Bayern Munich a few years ago, and they worked their socks off. They had Ribéry and Robin that were trekking backwards and forwards, and they absolutely skilled Barcelona. Yeah. Can you realistically see the wingers tonight doing that?
No, but you know, if you can spot that, then surely Ollie and Mickey Field and everyone can spot it, and that's what you instill into them.
That sounds like an insult more than anything.
No, it's that's what we've got to do. You know, we've got to work, and we've got to work.
And have the bears in Barcelona been so far then?
Not bad. All right. No, pretty good.
But you're on your half base, so that I'm not gonna ask you. Yeah. Are the base in Barcelona so far?
Listen, they've been wet and they've been cold, and that's good enough for me.
There you go. That's it. That'll do for now. We'll give you a quick synopsis afterwards. But some very semi pessimistic Reds in the other game this evening. Cheers. So it's half time. Barcelona 2, Man United 0. We've been absolutely fucking cabbage so far, haven't we, really? Not really managed to get out of our own half. Nathan's lost his bank card. It's been an absolute fucking nightmare. He's now supping on a pint, which I'm pretty sure it's not his. No, he's now supping mine. That one's mine. That's fine. Other than that, what's your assessment on the first half from what you've seen?
Just... There's one team that's better than us, and that's what it is, you know.
That simple.
Yeah, I think so.
They look like they get out of second gear at Old Trafford. They look like they're really going to fucking absolutely walk all over us. We've got some absolute dog shit away students on the back room. So a lot of Man United fans in here. Well, they got the Ajax Juventus game on. Ronaldo scored, half the crowd went up. Ajax equalised, half the crowd went up. It's definitely been a game, definitely been an atmosphere that's been very, very odd. We've seen an Americans in here who thought they won the Second World War. Anyone who's listening will definitely know that the Americans definitely didn't win the Second World War, definitely Russians. There's a lot of fans in here, but to be fair, Barcelona are absolutely skills off the pitch. Ashley Young has been caught out, definitely for the goal. It's not something we really enjoyed, but hopefully this game's definitely going to end for us. I'm sure you can hear John Devran in the background. Man United fans are not going to seize up anytime soon. Coming out for the second half, we'll see. No way we're going to get three goals here, but the fans are going to enjoy it nevertheless. So we're outside the Camp Nou. We're just having a couple of beers. It's the day after the game. We've got a statue in front of us who, I think it's Kabbala, who's got possibly the biggest thighs I've ever seen. Looked like something like a Greek god. We've got a giant picture of Luis Suarez, probably about a 15-foot size picture, and we're just enjoying two rather large Estrellas, which I thought Nathan was going to come back from the bar with a small beer, but obviously not. Reflections on last night, Nathan?
I think it just showed the gulf that there is now, and what else can you say? We were taught a lesson last night, I think, and it just shows how much we need to improve to even try and compare to the bigger clubs in around Europe at the moment who are playing well. I'd say it was sobering, but there was no soberness last night.
Definitely no soberness. We didn't end up getting a ticket in the end. The prices were just ridiculous. So we found a sort of an Irish bar kind of thing, didn't we, to watch the game in. And if I'm being honest, I've never watched United in so long and thought, God, I really want this game over. And we're looking at the clock and it's still got 30 minutes left. And I'll be honest with you, we zoned out, didn't we, massively. I think all the Reds in the bar kind of zoned out and just focused on drinking, really, didn't they? I think they needed to, but we were absolutely outplayed, weren't we, last night? I thought it was going to be. I had this thing in my head where, if you've ever seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail, when he's fighting that soldier and he says, "'Tis but a scratch," and he still keeps fighting, and I was just waiting for that sort of fight and it just never came. And you know, Rashford had that chance early on, and if that had gone in, maybe things might have been differently, but probably not really, because footballing wise they were just far superior.
They are, aren't they? You only have to, like you say, we're sat next to the stadium now. There's a massive, massive big billboard with Messi, Suarez, Pique, Busquets, and it's like they're just a better team. They've got far better players than we have, and it's something that we need to seriously improve if we want to even be challenging.
Is there any player in that team that we started last night, bar De Gea, that could get into Barcelona's team, not maybe even sit on the bench for them, or maybe push for a start? Is there anyone that we've really got outfield wise?
Well, on paper you'd say that Pogba would, but he doesn't show it, does he? Like, unless he. So, but then obviously De Gea made a big mistake last night, and it's just.
But I think the thing is, with there was not really too much has been said on that. I think most of the stuff really has been on Ashley Young and stuff from what I've seen last night.
But you know. That mistake wasn't the difference between the teams last night, was it? That just happened to be. We were just outplayed, and you know, you can't. No one's going to blame that mistake for the difference, but.
I don't really think there's much more you can really add on last night. I think everyone knows the issues with the squad and the team and the lack of funding, but.
Did you say that the Glazers were?
Yeah, well, there's rumours that the Glazers were on La Rambla yesterday. I don't know how true that was. But where do we go from here now? I mean, you know, we've got a couple of games left. a lot of Reds I'm seeing very split on the Europa League and Champions League. What do you think about that then? Are you bothered about this top four trophy, or do you think that getting into Europa League and giving some young guns a go, like Greenwood, maybe Chong, you know, those kind of players, well, do you want to see them maybe have a go at it?
As much as you want to see them playing, we need to invest as well and bring in quality, you know, because it's to be fair, like, you know that I love travelling all over, and if it means that we get to go to some obscure cities and go and watch some football in some little shit weird football ground, then I'm all for it. But in terms of like stability for the club, it's not the best, is it? Because the likes of De Gea, other people who are running down the contracts, it seems, have got no incentive to stay.
Yeah, I think from last night, I feel oddly all right about it. I think there's been so much overreaction on Twitter and stuff. I feel oddly all right about last night. I think we went into the two games with low expectations. I just think the main disappointment for me is we didn't score, and that's really, really, really worrying. But it really, for me, sums up where I think our strike force and our forwards are at the moment, where you can have a £75 million striker in Lukaku, and these are the games that you're buying for to score goals in. And you know, you've got players like Rashford, who's been probably one of our bright sparks in parts this season, and to not even get a goal against these. And you know, they are a good side, but they're not the Barcelona that we played in, you know, in 2009 in Rome. They're not as good as what they are now. No. So I think that's what's been a real disappointment, the thing as well. We knew we were probably going to get knocked out over these two legs. We knew that Paris was a bit of a fluke. We probably even thought to an extent that Juve away was a fluke, but I think we've seen today that this is a step too far. But I think the overreaction and I've seen on Twitter about people blaming it on Ole, I personally think it's ridiculous, you know, saying, oh, he's a fraud and he's been found out, and you know, Woodward's going to be looking for the receipt for his contract and stuff. It seems like it's a bit of a joke.
It is, but then that's similar to what I was saying in the one over the weekend, is did they jump to it too soon? Or, you know, Spurs could win tonight and get through to a semi-final, and that's the person that we were apparently going, Pochettino was who we were apparently going for, and it's, did we go for it too soon? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. You think he's still the right man? You don't think he's the right man then to lead United forward? Or
I just think, like I said the other day, I know that in terms of, you know, the transfer window in the summer and stuff, you need to have that stability to know what's going to happen, but still part of me thinks that they should have waited, because if we, you know, we got knocked out, we could easily not finish in the top four, and then I don't know. I'm fully behind him, and I, you know, if he gets backed in the summer and we can do some business, and then there's no one else in the world I'd rather be in charge if he could do the job.
Yeah, and it's a big if. It's a big if, isn't it? You know, it's a different kettle of fish from Norway, but me personally, I think he's the right man to lead us forward. I think we've always been harking for Red News, certainly, you know, Barney as well has been harking for getting United men back involved in the club,
100%.
And, you know, him, Phelan and Carrick, I'm convinced, and et al, I'm sure they'll get it right, you know. I think that,
but they need to be back.
It just depends on how depends how right can they get it, you know. When do we realistically expect to be pushing back for a league title? Because we shouldn't be sitting here overreacting for anything when you get to a quarterfinals of the Champions League. That's a great achievement in itself. You know, it really looked like at one stage we were barely going to make it out the group, and this has still brought us a great trip. We're having a great time, football aside, it's been a great time. But I don't know, I still think that they'll get it right, whether that's going to be over the summer, whether it's going to be 3 years from now, whatever, but they've got to be given time to implement what Man United is all about and getting back to that again. I think they'll hopefully get it right.
Hopefully.
Any final words? Anything profound, as Barney would say? Something profound to end it on.
Just want to say cheers to the, what was that young lad called last night who took us to
Niall.
Niall. Who's son of
Mike. Yeah, it's good.
Cheers nice to lad. Him for taking us.
Because we were lost otherwise,
so
weren't we?
He found us a good bar to
far
go
too,
to.
Far too drunk to navigate La Rambla yesterday.
Shout out to him. Cheers for that.
No worries.
But yeah, that's about it.
Good stuff, right? We'll sign off from camp now. I think Barney's going to probably do a little bit, so I have to listen to that boring voice. But cheers for that.
Boring voice? Tell me about it. No, that was interesting, lads. Although I think you'd had a few before the game from that first segment. I'm going to give my thoughts later. But yeah, maybe perspective is so hard to grab on. I'm going to go say it again, that compass point, when you're all over the place so often. What are we? Which team are we? The one that goes to Chelsea in the cup? Or the Wolves in the cup? That goes to Paris and can do that? Or just cannot score a goal? Where are United right now? And maybe, I don't know. Here's my thoughts. The morning after the night before, and as I've just tweeted, we've had enough mornings after the night before in recent years. Thanks to Nick and Nathan for doing that. They didn't have to. They'd rather probably not, with my nagging, especially after it's all been a bit anticlimactic. And what do we expect? I mean, we're just getting maybe a little bit carried away. Barcelona haven't lost it home in Europe for 6 years. They battered teams regularly, but I just feel a bit flat. And I always hate it, because this age, to let United results affect me, it makes me feel down in my non-United life as well, really. Just feel, I don't know, you know, I'll be all right later when I'm with my boy, but I just feel a bit sunken today, a bit miserable. I suppose that's a realisation of just where we are, how long we've got to go, and will we get there with such owners who just want top four? The budget is always for them, not spend enough, but if we just get to a certain level, that's enough for them, because we make their money. And it's all just pretty damning, really. Seeing the photo of them mingling with Reds, just think, first thing I'd say is, do you know what you did to this club? I just want them gone, really. You know, it's failure on so many parts, but you can't be playing, what is it, seven out of this Fergie's team still there. That shows what a mismatch the squad is. Shows how many are not good enough. We've extended contracts of players who shouldn't be here. As I keep saying, I think we need probably 10 players out and a good seven or eight in, but that's not going to happen. Most we can hope for is three or four. So you've got to get players who buy into it, because the better players we have don't buy into what we need them to do. As Darren Fletcher, you know, insinuated that Scott McTominay worked his bollocks off, and if players with better, greater ability did that, well, they don't time and time again. You know what I'm talking about. They just don't do it. We looked up for it at the start. We miss a chance. Heads go down. That's gone. But that, it's not Barcelona that I worry about. It's Wolves. It's Wolves away in the cup. It's the fact that the boost that Ollie's given us, there's sort of return to type, and they're just not good enough. And you hope that we see some bounce back. We've got huge games coming up now. It just feels like a deja vu that we've been at this place. Someone wrote for the next mag next week, you know, you've wanted the season to end a few times recently. That's not what United should be about. You just hope that something dramatic happens. And I mean, there is talk, I keep saying it, of this 150 million, but what does that get you these days? And it's not the money spent, it's not the, it is the quality, but we've got quality players who just don't do it. Can't be arsed, or they're in and out. You've got to have players who are going to give it all, 90% of the games, enough of 5 or 6 out of 10 regularly. So I wish I could sing and dance, tell some jokes, go on some tangents, but I feel fucking pissed off, to be honest. But the lads did it, so we may as well do this. I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are. We've all got different thoughts. 76,000 of us. Every game at Old Trafford, we have different thoughts, different players we like, different we don't. But that talk we did last podcast, players are excited, how few we could choose from. The ones I choose, I mean, where's Martial been the last few weeks? Just absolutely non-existent. You'd have been better off having Ralphie Milne giving his all there. How fucking damning is that? How often do we keep coming back to this loop, this circle of the owner's ineptitude? But not just that. They're not the ones playing out there. Just not good enough too often. So I hope there's a few lads and a bit of positivity. Bring it on, and I'm sure we'll dust ourselves down like we do. But with Woodward at his own will, God help us. We need the technical director. Well, we need a... Fuck that, where he get a technical director gets a lesser role. We need a director of football. Shuffle Ed to his... playing with his official toilet roles. Get someone who knows what they're doing. And it should have happened 3 or 4 months ago. It shouldn't be, as ever, tread water. United slow to react. We are not proactive in our approach, and that's too long, too often. So let's hope that this is a sea change. We know we're like that Escher painting of men going up and down. It doesn't happen, but I'll try and say keep the faith. Let's see. There's a new mag out next Wednesday. It's only on self-sit in Chelsea. A lot of that work's gone into it. Really appreciate if you buy it. 51 of you bought the mag last Saturday. It's not many, but to us it's a lot on the third day. But that's the reality of where we are. People... we've been banging about the Glazers for year in, year out. And some people don't want to listen, unfortunately. What have we got to look forward to? Can't get any worse, can it? All right, thanks all. And I watched last night sober at home. So that's never, ever a good combination when you think could be in Barcelona drinking Estrella. I'm at home. Drinking a bottle of water, just watching a bit stunned. Right. It's at this moment, I'm supposed to cheer you all up listening. Say something profound. That word, what's profound? Edward Woodhead. All right, bye.